Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, October 11th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to be talking with our friends from the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. They are welcoming in the Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission. We'll be talking about that. We'll have Dave with us. We'll talk a little bit about their awards coming up this year and when you can check out this celebration. Right now, we have with us in studio our good friend, Hannah Wendell Scott, Foodwise Nutrition Educator with Wood County University of Wisconsin Medicine Division of Extension. Hannah, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
We ran out of time. I had to say the full name and we, no.
I know, seriously, I was laughing in my head like, wow, that title needs to come down.
It kind of does. But we love our friends over at Extension and it's always good hanging out with you guys. And a great way to wrap up the week, especially with the topics we have today, Hannah. Mm-hmm. Let's dive right in first and talk about the River Riders Bike Share Program. Before we dive too into the program itself and how long it's going to be around. We've been doing this a couple of years. I've gotten good feedback from the community on about this, about these bikes being around and the use of them. I've seen a lot of use of them. Have you been seeing that from your end?
Yeah. We've been seeing quite a bit of use this summer. I've taken a couple phone calls just with people sharing kind of their experience with the bikes. It's been great. We have stations. Right now we have three stations. And honestly, I think they all get pretty decent use amongst each other. Lake Wasatch is always super popular. It's just right there on the trail, so it's really nice for families to spend some time at if their littles have bikes, but maybe adults don't have bikes in the family for whatever reason, or it's just easier to fit a small bike in the car. Not necessarily easy to fit a large bike, so I think that's what makes having a bike share program super cool, is you can pick it up wherever you are and you don't have to feel like you have to bring your own bike or haul your bike or ride really far from home to get to the trail. So Lake Wasatch is a good spot. The library also has really decent usage. And I think that's just because libraries are just, they're a comfortable space. Mm-hmm. Anyone feels welcome coming to the library, especially the one here in town. So I just love that we have a station there. And then we also have one close to the farmer's market, mm-hmm. which I think is also really nice because it's on a trail and it's a little bit different because you get a river view. Mm-hmm. It's really pretty during the fall, during the summer. It's an easy trail to navigate. It pretty much just goes out and back. So it's been really cool to just to watch all the people ride the bikes as I'm walking around town or driving. And I'm like, hey, there's a River Riders bike.
The programs seemed very successful. And it seems to be going very well, and we're really thankful for it. It's been come in handy also with a lot of events. I know, but Science by the River last weekend, they were being used for that, and some other great events too. And I think they've also been a reminder to people too, even if they have bikes, and like, oh, you know, I haven't gone on a bike ride in a while, or oh, me and the kids haven't gone for a bike ride in a while, or something.
Yes.
We've also seen the popularity of this grow with some of the events, with some like a riding with Sheriff Becker. Or some of those, the bike rides, the community bike rides they've done.
Yeah.
That's been a real nice, you know, chance not only to promote this and remind people about it, let people know about it, but it's been really cool to be able to see more people are able to do events like that because of these.
Because of these, yeah, I know. I think it's super awesome. And it's crazy to think that we've been doing the bike ride events with Sheriff Becker or local law enforcement in general for almost 6-7 years by now, which is just crazy to think about. And I just love that they've been so willing to come to these events. I mean, they could go without them, but they're always like, let us know when you're doing the next bike ride. Mm-hmm. We want to be there. I'm like, okay.
You know, one other thing too, and this may not come to a lot of people's minds, but one of the first things I thought of with this program too is there's a lot of kids out there that can't afford a bike. They don't have a bike. I remember what it was like being one of those kids, and all my friends had bikes and I didn't. You couldn't ride with them and everything. This gives an opportunity for that.
It does. Yeah, I know. They are like more adult-sized bikes, but I find I do see a lot of younger like teens mm-hmm. riding the bikes, and I just think that's so cool because I do see quite a few kids on their bikes like out on their own, which is great. That's a lot of trust, but it's awesome. Mm-hmm. I think we have a safe community. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, if your friends are all going out and you don't have a bike, maybe you guys plan to meet up near a bike share station so you can grab one of the River Riders bikes. It's a neat accessibility piece that this program brings.
The community's really supported this too, not only with using these bikes, but spreading the word about them too. Word of mouth has gone so far for these as well, and that's been cool to see.
It has been really cool. And I mean, when the program started 10 or so years ago by now, which is crazy to say, mm-hmm. But it was something that the community identified as a need. It was their idea. We had meetings, focus groups, and what came out of it was having some sort of shared bike program. And it started really like grassroots kids used to go to the mm-hmm. library and pick up a bike. And it was just, it's kind of funny to think of how far programs like Bike Share in general have come from picking it out and filling out your paper form, leaving your driver's license or something to make sure you came back. And now you can just do it on your phone.
That's
in an
crazy.
App.
Isn't I hadn't crazy? Thought about that. Yeah. Wow, it really has come a long ways yes. from there. That's really impressive. And we mentioned events that are really fun for this. We've got a really fun one to kind of wrap up the season, if you will.
Yeah, I love our community bike rides. They typically do happen at Lake Wazeecha, and that's the one that I came here to talk about today. It's the fall community bike ride, and I'm partial to fall. I love fall. I have a birthday in fall. I got married in the fall. So fall is like my jam.
I'm with you. My favorite season by far.
It's so pretty. So we've got our fall community bike ride. It's next Wednesday, October 16th, and it does start at 5 p.m. We have always tried to find what's that sweet spot of time because the sun's going down earlier. You don't want to get trapped in the dark on the trails. So I think 5 p.m. has become our fall standard time. So we will be out there at Lake Wazeecha at White Sands Beach, and you can meet us in the parking lot right by the bike share station is where we'll kind of rendezvous.
And this is an event that is open to the public, free to everybody.
Free to everybody, family friendly. So bring your kiddos, bring your neighbors, bring people you don't know and yes. tell them to come enjoy yes. a bike ride. It's short. I mean, it takes about 40-ish minutes to get around the lake. It's only 4 miles. And yeah, you can bring your own bike, bring your helmet. But if, like we were talking about earlier, if you don't have a bike or you live too far to ride your bike to the lake or your bike doesn't fit in your vehicle, we have bikes there for rent. I will check them out. You don't have to worry about paying for the bike. It's a free event, completely free. Like mm-hmm. whether you check out a bike or not, we've got you covered.
With that, is this an event people need to register for?
You don't have to register. You can just show up. It's super casual. It's very laid back. If you show up too, I have some River Riders Bike Share t-shirts. So those will be available for free. I've got all sorts of sizes while supplies last, but I have quite a few. So I think we should be good.
I got to show up just to get one of those.
Seriously,
that's a
cool
great
shirts.
Shirt. That's a great idea. And all of this is wonderful. And it involves one of our locals around here and a guy that we're very familiar with joins us once a month. Sheriff Sean Becker.
Yes, I'm so happy to have Sheriff Becker with us. He's been with us, like I said, 6 or 7 years. He's come to all of our bike rides. I think it's a really neat space to have your local law enforcement in a very relaxed, casual setting where you can feel you can connect with them. And one thing I was reflecting on this morning while I was driving here, our law enforcement in general, just they show up. They come to all of the events, whether it's a bike ride or the community food drives. I mean, I was there this past September, and Sheriff Becker was just directing traffic, greeting people. I mean, we have really awesome law enforcement in our town, and I just love that they want to be a part of it, because not just because they feel like they have to, but they just care and they get fun out of it.
Well said. Very well said, Hannah. I second everything you were saying there. With Sean, too, one of the things the audience, maybe you get to see it if you go to Wisconsin Rapids Community Video and watch the interviews him and I do. But when he talks about things like this, he lights up.
Oh.
He just genuinely really loves these things. I think in one, because certainly being outside, riding bike, that's stuff that he likes and everything.
Yeah.
But being able to have that one-on-one connection with your community, being able to build that bridge between you and your citizens mm-hmm. and building that trust there. That means more than I think he could put into words.
Mm-hmm.
And how important it is going forward, having that bond, having those connections are vital to our communities yeah. going forward. But among all this, all that is very important. But one of the biggest things that him and I and many others try to bring attention to with an event like this is the idea that it's the adults, certainly they matter, but kids mm-hmm. and little kids being able to interact with and seeing a person with a badge as a human being, doing things with their parents, mm-hmm. building these connections, building these bridges, so that if that child hopefully never does, but if they ever mm-hmm. do need a police officer, they're comfortable going to one.
Right.
In the community, having a trust in that, building that bond. This is a fun event, but it also has these kind of like side stories, these side mm-hmm. layers to it and everything that really add to this event having such meaning to it.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. I think that's so true. It's a really neat place to see them as role models. And just, yeah, like you said, be comfortable with them and feel like you can turn to them. They're there for you. They're protecting you. I think that's a really nice way to put it all. That was beautiful. And the other thing that I love too is I have retired police chief, Mel Peterson. So he's the Grand Rapids police chief, former Grand Rapids police chief. And he, like, as he was retiring, he really wanted to be a part of the bike rides going forward. And I just love that he connected on them so much and still is like, let me know, like, in my retirement. And I hope he's staying very busy in retirement in the best way. And he still wants to come out for bike rides.
So. Yeah. Hope you're enjoying your retirement, sir. And I love that he wanted to be a part of this. Yeah. Can I still be, if I'm retired, can I still be a part of it?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Again, the River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Bike Ride. When is this taking place again, Hannah?
Wednesday, October 16th at 5 p.m. over at White Sands Beach at Lake Wazicha.
Should be plenty of bikes down there for everybody. Get on over there and get there early so you can get one of those cool t-shirts.
Yes.
Be sure to do that. I am a large. Grab an extra. No. Get down there, everybody, and check this out. And get one thing I wanted to mention before we wrapped up here and everything. It is fall. It's a beautiful time of year, but we also know what that means. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Get outside while you can. Enjoy these bike rides while you can before we got to put bikes away, everybody.
Yes.
As far as when the bikes might be stored, when is that going to be happening, Hannah?
So we've been having gorgeous fall weather. I don't know about you, but I've been loving this weather, and I hope it stays for Wednesday. But we should be able to have bikes out for rent just in general at all three stations until the end of October.
Cool.
So we got some time.
Yeah, got some time there. Enjoy the River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Bike Ride with Sheriff Sean Becker coming up next Wednesday, October 16th. They're meeting over at White Sands Beach at Lake Wazicha at 5 o'clock. Head on over there, everybody. Speaking with Hannah Wendell Scott from UW Extension. And Hannah, one of the other things that we wanted to focus on today with our time is our Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market.
Yes, I love farmers market season. It's one of my favorite parts about this community here in Rapids. And tomorrow is the last day.
Yeah. That's crazy to think of.
I know that it came so fast. And I think we opened mid-June and now we're kind of closing out mid-October. And it's just been a really awesome season. We've had more vendors than we have in the past, which is fantastic. We love to see our market grow. And we've just had so many community members coming both Thursdays and Saturdays. They're both very different vibes, if that makes sense.
Oh,
Thursday
yeah.
and Saturday, you have different vendors. So if you can and you're able and work allows, try to come to both days. It's been really cool to see everybody show up this year.
It's an event that we talk about quite a bit because we love to support locals, support our ag industry, support our local vendors. Mm-hmm. So many of these things that are wonderful about this event. I had heard rumblings that, wow, I don't know if I've ever seen this many vendors down there before. To actually, hear you say that, it makes sense, but it's cool to hear still.
Yes,
that's really impressive.
It's been great. Yeah, everybody. Well, we even throughout the whole season, you'll get new people reaching out and asking, do you have any room? Can we still come and vend? Or can we just try it out for a day? Which we do allow day passes. Mm-hmm. So if you are curious about what is it like to vend at a farmer's market, I'm a little unsure. We offer that for $10 just for the day. And then if you like it, you could pick it up at any point in time, as long as we have the space. And I mean, we can make that street go pretty far. So we do have a lot of room, which is that's one reason why we love the location of the market.
Yeah. The location's perfect. Yes. It's great. Not only with the river and everything, but because of what you say there with being able to, add on to it and everything.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And gives us an opportunity to mention as well, there's always next summer.
Yes.
If you want to, whether it's the winter farmers market, if that doesn't work for you, the summer market will be around before you know it.
Yeah. I know. It's just crazy. After the holidays and kind of winter starts to quiet down, we honestly start planning for the market in March. We put a lot of time into planning the market. It is a large market. We're very fortunate here in our community to have such a booming market. And we spend a lot of time with our vendors, making sure we have regular start of season meetings, end of season meetings. We offer a survey for our vendors. We want it to be the best that it can be for our vendors and for us as community members too.
Is there a time that is a good time to reach out if you want to try to reserve a spot or be a part of this next year?
Yeah, I would say anytime starting like now, because we have a lot of vendors that just carry over through from the end of the season. They're like, yep, mark me down already. I know I want to be here next season. But we do start to fill up spaces fast. And so I know I said we can extend it pretty far, but it's still good to kind of reserve your spot and have peace of mind. So you could start reaching out to us right now. Usually people will message us through Facebook. Facebook, but you can also give us a phone call too, which I can share my number at the end.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll make sure to get that information out there for you. You know, another thing that has really grown with this event is the amount of like kind of side things that you have going on, the face painting and some of the things involved for the kids, some of the entertainment stuff that has been added over the years.
Yeah, I love that our market is more than just a place to shop. It's a place to spend time to get your goodies and get your shopping in, but then you can stay, bring your family, get your face painted, grab a balloon twist from our balloon twister. And there's always someone who kind of sets up and just plays some light music. Mm-hmm. It's a very nice ambiance. I love that so much. I don't know that a lot of markets make you feel like you can spend more than just 10 minutes shopping around. Yeah. I think that's pretty special, and that's just a testament to how much our community appreciates having a farmers market.
I feel like pretty much every Saturday I've driven past it this summer, and I've stopped a couple of times, but even just driving past, it gives you this good vibe, yes. Let alone showing up there and everything, the music and everything you hear going past. It's catchy. It really pulls you in. Yeah. And it's really great to be able to give kids another opportunity, something else fun to do. Again, just like I was saying with Sheriff Becker and the ride program, this is another one of those things where you see the kids see adults, see their parents buying local goods, talking to local vendors, doing these things. We need more of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it is the essence of buying local and supporting local.
Yes.
And it really shows that example to kids. And it's fun for the kids. They have fun things to do down there and stuff. So that's a win-win.
Yes, it is. And I am a nutrition educator for UW Extension. So Farmers Market is just, it ties really nicely into what I do. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I love is just seeing parents take their kids to the market and get them involved in the shopping. Mm-hmm. I mean, that role modeling piece for just getting used to trying new things, looking for fruits and veggies, shopping local. What does that mean? It's really neat to see. And I encourage so many families, if they are able to do that, bring your kids to the market. It's going to make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. One of the biggest reasons why we champion this event is certainly to help our ag industry and our local vendors, mm-hmm. And giving them more opportunities to sell their goods and make a living, quite bluntly. But it also gives an opportunity for creatives in the community. There is not a ton of opportunities for if you are a balloon, you know, former or a face painter or a musician or an artist or something. There's just never enough opportunities for those. So here is another opening for that and a job creator, really. Mm-hmm. So that part of this has been very unique and very cool to our particular farmers market.
Yes, I know. I just love it. I am biased, but I think we have one of the best markets in the state.
Yeah, I agree. When it comes to, we mentioned vendors before, but if you are a creative, if you are somebody that does something with kids, like, you know, face painting or something, or if you're an artist, a musician that maybe plays some acoustic guitar or some kind of music that would fit well with that, similar to the vendors, should they reach out to you soon?
Yeah, they should reach out to us soon. As long as if you're making something, as long as it's made in Wisconsin, you are welcome at our market. We do like to keep that local focus. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the markets around the state do that as well, so it's not unheard of, but we do like to try to make sure that you're making something. It's a local good. We want to appreciate all the things that we have in our community, and one way is keeping things local as much as we can. You could come from anywhere in the state if you wanted to, but a lot of our vendors are only from around Wood County. There's a couple Marathon and Adams, and they like to spread around through the other markets in central Wisconsin. But when you come to the market, it's very local and it's awesome.
It's so nice to be able to do that too, to know that your dollars, your cents are really going into the community, helping people in the community. It goes a long way.
It does.
Hannah, though, I know we're friends. I know we're having a good time here, but every once in a while, I got to ask a hard question.
Yes.
So that's my journalistic job. I have to. What about the winter's farmer market, Hannah? Will we have a winter's farmer market?
I have seen on Facebook that yes, we will have a winter farmer market. It is not associated with the health department and the Wisconsin Rapids downtown farmers market, but they're very good friends. And the coolest part, I think, that I didn't realize right at first, but the winter farmers market is at the Moravian Church, mm-hmm. which is literally at the end of the summer farmers market. So I have really high hopes for like how the future and how if we could link these markets together. That's a long project and a big idea, but I just think it would be really cool to have our markets kind of come together because they are right next to each other. But I'm so happy that the Moravian Church kind of got that market started, and they are a space for vendors who normally have they only have time during the summer to do this, or they just don't have enough events, like you said. I mean, we're lucky. We do have quite a few events within Wisconsin Rapids that vendors can go to, but to have a dedicated time every week, and the Moravian Church stepped up, and now there's a space for that.
It's so cool. Yeah. It's great. And when we get more information on when that is opening and everything, we'll certainly get it out to the audience. And one of the things that I appreciate about the time with you, Hannah, is when you share things behind the curtain with us a little bit there. And just what you're talking about there, that project with the winter farm market, this farmer market, whatever happens with that or doesn't, I love that we have people in these positions that are constantly creating and are always looking for ways to make things better. We have a great farmer's market. You and I have just been talking about this. It's awesome. If you went in next year and did everything you did this summer, you'll knock it out the park. That'd be great. But that's not you. That's not what you're going to do. And I appreciate that. I really do. And I know how much the community appreciates it. Adding these little things here and there, what might not seem that big to some is huge to others. And that's what a lot of this is about.
Yeah. I mean, we hear the feedback. We hear you when you reach out and talk about, for example, parking. We know that parking is really tricky by the market. Mm-hmm. That's one of the downfalls to having it where it is. And we're always trying to think of, okay, how can we make that better? Mm-hmm. We're trying to work with, and the city's been great to work with the city of Wisconsin Rapids. They help us think through thoughts and ideas. So we hear you. And if you do have suggestions or thoughts, please share them with us. We do want to hear how the community likes or what they might not like in the moment about the market. I mean, that's what makes something successful, is listening to what people need and want.
Well said. You can check out the Winter Farmers Market, or the Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market, one more time this Saturday from 8 to 2 over at 221st Avenue South. And again, we'll let you know when the Winter Farmers Market opens up. And be sure to mark on your calendar the River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Bike Share coming up on Wednesday, October 16th at 5 o'clock over at Lake Wasatch in White Sands Beach. And Hannah, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more, or reach out to you about some of the things we talked about today, how can they get in hold of you?
Yeah, please give me a call. My office phone number is 715-421-8530.
Appreciate the time as always, Hannah. Good to talk to you. We'll have to hang out again real soon, okay?
Yes, we will. Thank you, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.